Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Griff.
And we're glad to be live again with this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is December 13th, 2016. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 665. On today's show, it's all about 2017. Yeah, we're giving up on 2016. It's over. It's finished. We'll find out how to prepare your business for 2017 and how you should be gearing up for sales in that year. We'll learn why collectible sellers should be patient. And we're going to explore strategies for getting your inventory ready for 2017. Like I said, it's all about 2017. And we'll get five tips for getting back to basics in the new year, which, by the way, happens to be 2017. We'll also take your call in 2016. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping in 2017.
Portland, Minnetonka, and San Jose. Stop doing that to me before I have to do the news.
Right.
I'll feature in today's eBay Radio News for December 13th, 2016. I'm Lee.
Can't take it, huh?
Bad weather up in Portland, Oregon, and other parts of the Northwest.
Really?
Bad weather.
Oh.
Communication power, transportation lines may be disrupted, and eBay asks us to be patient with any transactions with folks in that area. Sellers need not worry about their eBay seller performance due to delays caused by these conditions.
Mm.
Then in San Jose, eBay hosted an hour of code with local grade school students.
Aww.
eBay VPs hosted the annual event teaching kids to program.
Yeah.
One eBay employee said, I think that every child should learn the language of coding just like they learn English and math and French. The program has become an annual event held in recognition of Computer Science Education Week, and that's from December 5th through the 11th.
Yeah, they're going to need it in the singularity.
So oh, absolutely.
You're
in
gonna need
2017,
that.
They're going to need it.
That singularity is coming.
If you've taken a look at the USPS shipping deadlines.
I have.
You know the time's running out.
Yeah.
If you've been too busy running your online business to buy gifts for your own family.
I have.
Or friends.
I have.
You may want to buy them eBay gift cards.
That's a great idea.
In fact, there are tons of gift cards that offer email delivery, so you don't have to worry about shipping.
Oh.
Many are delivered in minutes.
It's
Think
a dream
of the
come
joy,
true.
Griff. Think what? Of the joy you give somebody, you know, $25, $50, $100, whatever you're going to give them, and they have the whole world at their fingertips.
Oh.
They go on eBay, and there it is.
It's fantastic.
You know, eBay Radio is going to be making an effort in 2017.
Oh, what year is that, by the way?
2017.
Oh.
To showcase eBay policies regarding selling on eBay. For instance, eBay has policies about autographs and certificates of authenticity and the like, as well as guidelines on using authentication and grading services. And later on in the show, we'll cover those eBay policies regarding autographs.
Oh, we will.
We will.
Make no mistake about that.
Last week, we told you about a listing on eBay for a 44-year-old pair of worn-out sneakers stored for decades in a basement in Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Yeah, like from 1972.
They ended up selling for $11,200.
Oh, shut the front door.
You know what gets me? You know what gets me about it?
No.
Is that the kind never made it to the Olympics.
What?
No. Uh-uh. Those shoes, you know, they were stained. They were missing their laces, and the soles are crumbling. They belong to a guy named Bruce Mortensen.
Jeez.
And he was an elite runner from Minnesota when he was offered a pair of moon shoes, the first Nike waffle-soled shoes made used in competition. He didn't make the Olympic team, but he kept the shoes.
Yikes.
And he says he decided to finally put them on eBay after hearing that another 1972 Olympics trials runner, Mark Covert, had sold his moon shoes for big bucks to a sneaker collector.
Isn't he happy? He didn't go to the Olympics, but, well, he
tried out for the Olympics, and his shoes sold for $11,200.
Just amazing.
Amazing, because these collectors, they want them, you know.
They do.
That's eBay Radio News for December 12th. Or actually, it's December 13th.
What year,
2016.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Guess what the hot topic is?
What is it?
I think it's autographs.
Yes, it is.
Pretty sure it is.
You know, they just passed some new law here in California.
Well, I suppose.
Like the end of September regarding this. So
no wonder the policies are being...
Yeah, and please know that eBay's on top of everything. And
well...
So,
I don't
know. Mostly.
I wouldn't go that far.
Mostly, they are.
eBay regulates the sale of autographed items via their autographed items page, Lee. It's their autographed items, certificates of authenticity, and trading cards policy that comes into play for this. And leaving out the parts that apply to trading cards, here's what the policy says about listing autographed items. Quote, since autographed items are unique, they can be very valuable, but they are also easy to forge or reproduce. Don't get any ideas. Autographs are commonly sold with certificates of authenticity, otherwise known in our busy, have-to-get-going world as COAs and letters of authenticity, LOAs. COAs and LOAs are meant to, COAs and LOAs are meant to assure the buyer that the signature of the or item is genuine. However, COAs or LOAs can only be as valuable as the reputation of the issuing party. So it's important to know the reputation of each authenticator.
And eBay has a list of these eBay-approved authenticators.
That's right.
As well as a list of authenticators whose COAs or LOAs are not valid on eBay.
Yeah. Then it goes on to say, if you're selling an autographed item, make sure your listing follows the guidelines. Be sure to include the following information in your listings.
I'm ready. I'm writing this down.
A clear photograph of the actual autographed item. A clear photograph of the COA or LOA. Information about the COA or LOA, including the name of the persons or company issuing the certificate. And your refund policy, in case a reputable dealer informs eBay or the buyer that the item is likely not authentic.
Mm-hmm. So authentic and authorized pre-printed autographs or autographed items should generally be listed in the autographs-reprints category?
That's right.
We just had that story come up.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, an authorized reprint, pre-printed autograph means a company has acquired the rights to accurately reproduce the original signed item.
So what shouldn't we list?
Don't list items that contain authentic pre-printed autographs in the autograph originals category. Big no-no. An example would be, well, this would be a pre-printed autograph photo of a celebrity that is contained in a press kit. Yep.
So if you want to read the entire policy, where do they go?
Well, you go to the help and contacts link on the upper left-hand corner of most pages at eBay, and then do a keyword search on autographed items, and you'll see the links to the policy.
Very good. Now, there's a policy that I'm going to look up.
What is that?
Because I have some of these. You know, I would have guests on my show, authors,
yeah,
and they would send me an autograph copy of their book.
Right.
How can I prove that that is an autographed copy?
Put a little bleach on the autograph, and if it runs, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
I'm going to look this up because I know that that is a... You know, and also, I think that California, at least, had some sort of thing you could do for when you go to book readings and they sign the books.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be under this, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
This was a good outline to give us today. We appreciate that, Griff.
Well, it was my pleasure, because looking forward to 2017, you got to be prepared.
We only have two shows left after today.
And then what year is it?
Then it's going to be 2017. Actually, it's still going to be 2016 because our last show is the 20th of December.
You know what?
What?
I think, I could be wrong, but I think 2017 is, let me just make sure here. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to say this without jumping the gun, so I'm going to do a pretty quick search here.
Okay.
2017 is a prime number.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so it's going to be a prime year for all of you.
Oh, I hope so.
Prime number years for me. I'm not superstitious, but I like to believe that there's something special. So, for example, my next birthday is a prime number.
Oh.
That's right. 11.
And you are going to be how old on your next
11.
Birthday? I'm going yeah.
63.
I'm going to be
a certain age. You're going to be a certain age.
A certain age on the 20th.
On the 20th. Huh?
A certain age.
Yeah, hitting the big 80, huh?
Please don't get get me that old.
Be proud that you've survived this long.
Well,
you're a testament to endurance. That's what you are.
Yeah, you need to pick up the testament and read it when you meet me. you know, I got dinged. My first eBay ding.
Why?
Well, so how will I know when the ding happens?
It's I don't know. What was the ding for? I mean, somebody rang your bell? What happened?
No. Well, remember I went on that vacation?
You didn't put your store on vacation.
No, I didn't. And I hadn't sold anything in weeks. And I
one ding
only had like 17 things up there.
Yeah.
And so the day I got back, I realized, you know, that Android had updated my phone, right? The operating system.
Yeah.
And I lost my eBay notifications. We talked about that over the air. And I thought I'd made everything great because I ended up realizing it the day that it was sold, the day after it was sold, and I sent it right out, right?
Yeah.
But what I didn't know was that my first day of my vacation while I was on the plane, I sold something.
Oh, well, now you know.
I mailed it out. I'll tell you what happened when we at the half hour.
So Lee gets a ding. It's a red letter day. This segment was brought to you by Sixbit Software.
You're so depressed.
Of course you were. We're going to cheer you up. Up next, business prep for 2017 when we continue.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.